She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
There are a couple of things that I am strict about with my 9-year-old daughter. One is making sure she eats whole, nutritious foods. And two is keeping a regular early bedtime. Yes, she goes to bed earlier than any of her friends. And guess what? I go to bed earlier than any of my friends, but we both feel good and it's working for us. And someone who supports me is a wonderful Dr. Ginger. Hello there, Dr. Ginger.
Hey, yes, and I love to sleep. That's one of my favorite things to do, get all cozy and sleep. But unfortunately, most of us, and even me sometimes with my crazy lifestyle, do not get enough of it. And that's wreaking havoc on our health. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today.
It really does. You know, it's funny. I mean, I'm a one-woman band. I work really hard, but I'm so strict. You know, between 8:30 and 9, I'm going to sleep. Friends ask me out to dinner at 8. Guess what? I'm not going to go. Now, do I have much of a social life? No. But I just know my daughter's always been an early riser. So she'll wake me up every day around 5:30 in the morning. So I know I got to go to bed early, right? And what tips do you have, Dr. Ginger, to get people to turn off their devices and turn off their minds and slow down and get some rest?
Well, it's hard to get people to do that today because we have so much going on in our lives. And I know I've gotten off track lately on going to bed early. I used to climb in bed about the same time that you did as well. And sometimes feel like I might be missing out, but I think in the end, actually, we're better off. But for better sleep, you know, you need to, like you said, establish consistent sleep and wake schedules. That's really, really important, just like a baby. And babies require, obviously, a lot more sleep than we do, but adults require some of these rules as well. You want to create a relaxing bedtime technique, whether that's a hot bath or a hot shower, soothing music. You know, I like to exercise a few hours before I go to bed because it kind of wears me out and then I'm ready just to kind of lay down and go to sleep. But a lot of people say that that kind of gets them a little worked up. Sometimes I jump in my infrared sauna and just have a nice sweat and then take a shower and then go to bed. Soothing music as well. And really, and this is a tough one, I'm making an effort. No TV in the bedroom, no electronics like that. I usually do have my phone with me, which can be tempting to be on Twittering and Facebooking and everything else at night. But I'm really trying to make a conscious effort that my bedroom is my sleep haven and that is it. And all the electronics and everything can stay in the office. That's kind of a baby step process for me, but the television deal is done. It's just a matter of the iPad and the telephone.
Now, what about some natural things like valerian? Oh, temperature. Yes. Talk about that. And then I'd love to jump on some natural things.
Here's the thing. Yeah, sure. The studies that are out, I have to disagree with because I don't like it cold or cool when I sleep. A lot of people, and they say that, you know, people sleep better when it's cool, and a lot of people agree with that, but I like it warm and cozy. So, I mean, maybe it's a preference. Maybe they just, you know, did the study on people who like it cold. I don't know. If I had been in the study, they wouldn't have gotten the same results, I can tell you that. But as far as maybe some natural sleep aids, because, of course, sleeping pills are not, you know, they weren't designed for long-term usage and can cause some serious health issues. But, you know, the ones that we're familiar with are the melatonin that you would take maybe 2 hours prior. You can do valerian tea, valerian root teas, kava kava, lemon balm, lots of different calming teas that kind of calm neurotransmitters and kind of get you into that space. Even foods with tryptophan, I know we're probably familiar with the, you know, after Thanksgiving turkey tryptophan kind of coma that we go into. But there's other foods as well that are kind of natural sedatives, foods with magnesium and B6, like sunflower seeds, bananas, any kind of seeds or legumes, dark leafy greens. So, hey, that green juice, that has the magnesium that can help you sleep, kind of get you a little drowsy. Maybe some almonds or cashews, those types of foods as well. You obviously want to limit your caffeine, your alcohol, your nicotine, and your sugar quite a few hours prior, if not completely throughout your day. But those are some of the things that you can take. And there actually are some natural remedies that you can find at your health food store that come in a pill form that combine a lot of these different herbs and tea ingredients that can help you as well. But really, you don't really want to be on those things. You want your day to start at sunlight and your day to kind of settle down at sunset, kind of the way we're supposed to, and not rely on you know, all of these outside things to bring you to sleep. And so we kind of have to get out of our crazy day and start thinking about our health, because it can cause health problems.
Yeah, talk to us about some of those.
Well, it can actually lead to some serious health issues, because when you don't get sleep, it affects your hormones. It increases your stress, increases your cortisol level, and that is just like this huge cascade that affects, in the end, every system in your body. I mean, you know, you actually have quite an increase in your death rate when you don't get regular sleep on, you know, days on end, and it turns into decades on end, and, you know, and you're surviving on just a couple of hours of sleep for decades on decades. You're a significantly large percentage, like, more likely to develop cancers, and even things like that you wouldn't expect, like an increase in stomach regurgitation, which can lead to esophageal cancer. All of these things from not getting enough sleep, because the hormone thing affects every system in your body, and so it kind of comes down to, again, your weakest link on where genetically you might be the weakest, and it kind of, probably you probably see those effects first. But also, and this is a concern for people, obesity. If you don't get enough sleep, you're going to get fat. And we don't want that, right? Will get people to get enough sleep.
Now, why is that? What's going on with our bodies that causes us to eat more when we don't get enough sleep?
Well, again, it's the hormones and the cortisol, and it increases your appetite, and it's just this never-ending cycle. So we've got to stop the cycle. And, of course, you know, when you get enough sleep, you have a better mood, you have better performance, whether it's athletic performance, cognitive performance, you can pay attention better, you're not going to fall asleep at the wheel, you have lower stress, you can maintain a healthy weight at that point. And so there's so many reasons to focus on your sleep and not just take it for granted. And, you know, adults, you say that, you know, the traditional 8 hours of sleep. Well, some people are really great at 7. Some people need 9. There's something called, what we call it, your basal sleep need, which is the amount of sleep your body needs on a regular basis for your optimal performance. So you need to make sure you get that every day. And if you miss a night or even a few nights, you're actually in sleep debt. And that, you know, can slowly over time start triggering some of these things.
Yeah, I had a stomach bug a few weeks ago, and I was up the entire night sick. It took me many days to recover and feel like myself again.
Absolutely, and you know, in traditional Chinese medicine, insomnia is an energy, a kidney energy weakness. So it's a yin deficiency, and some of the things that they do, and I'm really kind of getting into this yin-yang with Chinese medicine and working with my dog with her condition, and we've totally changed her diet to a yin diet, and I've seen dramatic improvements. And so, that being said, with insomnia, it is a kidney yin deficiency, and there's actually certain foods that you can increase in your diet that will counter that. And bring kind of your yin back to where it's supposed to be, your yin energy. And I know we're talking about something that we haven't explained fully, but you can kind of Google that and do a little research on that. But greens, and it's basically a lot of the foods that I always talk about that we eat. So again, it always comes back to the diet, doesn't it? Let's start eating healthy, and it'll affect your sleep.
Well, I think next time you're going to have to tell us more about this yin, and I want to hear more about your dog.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is amazing stuff that I've gotten off the traditional path with my dog and working with a non-traditional vet, and it's really amazing, amazing stuff. So, yeah, we can talk about that next week for sure.
All right. So, everybody, be sure to tune in then. Dr. Ginger, tell us how we can learn more about you.
You can log on to my website at thedrginger.com or follow me on Facebook and Twitter at thedrginger. And I'm really pretty heavy and active on Twitter. I tweet lots of different health tips. You can follow me and say hello and hopefully learn something.
Oh, terrific. Well, I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and stay well.